Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We are holding in Maseches Edios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Today we're going to try to do three Mishnayos. They're all pretty short, and they all are kind of like a common theme. You might say a little bit of Musari type Mishnayos, but there's a clear halachic import as well. So let's see here. Again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Edios. It says, V'lama maskirin estivrei Shammai v'Hillel v'Atala. Remember the previous three Mishnayos, the first three Mishnayos of Masechta, all mentioned an opinion of Hillel, an opinion of Shammai. And then the halacha turned out to be like neither of them. It was the opinion of the Chachamim, which was essentially a middle shita, not in the last Mishnah, I should say, but in the first two they were. So the halacha was never like Hillel Shammai. So why did we mention them in the Mishnah? Levatala, for nothing. That the halacha is not going to be like them. So says our Mishnah, Lelame Ledoros Habayim. This is to teach the future generations. Shiloyeh Adam Omid Al Devaros. A person should never literally stand on his words. I guess in English we would say to be stubborn or to be insistent. Shaharei. The fathers of the world, the biggest people, two of the biggest people we ever had, Hillel and Shammai, did not stand on their words. So the Rav says pretty straightforward here. Shaloi adam omid al devar. Shaloi sarban lamod kayem bisfaras. A person should not be stubborn to sort of stay with his own logic. Meaning the halacha in the end of the day was not like Hillel and Shammai. So that means they had to come over, practically speaking, to the logic of another, the Chacham. Avos Olam is Hillel and Shammai. It's pretty straightforward. We teach their opinion, and in the end of the day, we don't go like them, and that means they had to give up on you know the insistence of their own opinion. They bring from the note over here that brings from the Meiri that in particular the previous Mishnah we learned Mishnah Gimel. The actual halacha was testified about by two gardim, two weavers, which we said was the lowest form of profession, and they were from the lowest place, Shara Ashbos, and even that, right, they had to give up their halachic status, they had to give up the right of way, so to speak, to that testimony. It says Mishnah, why do we ever mention the words of a singular person, a singular opinion, individual opinion, amongst a majority opinion? Chachamim are always assuming to be all the rest of the rabbis, essentially. So Hillel and Shammai are each one individual. Being that the halacha is always, generally speaking, they say 99% of the time, like the words of the majority. So why do we ever mention the words of the individual? That if Beis Din will see the words, literally see means they see fit the words of that individual and then rely on it. Right, that if Beis Din were to do that, decide that they're going to rely on the individual, because one Beis Din is not able to undo the words of its friend Beis Din, a Beis Din that made a previous ruling on this matter, until that later Beis Din is greater than it in both wisdom and in number. Let's keep going for a bit. We'll come back to explain. If the second Beis Din, the one redoing the ruling, was greater in wisdom, but not in count. The meaning of a lobe chachmo, or the other way around, greater in count, but not in wisdom. It cannot undo the words of that previous ruling, previous Beis Din. Ad shiya godu mimenu b'chachmo uvimini, until it is greater in both, again, wisdom and in count. So let's see the Rav here first. Might have some more to say after this. Rav says, v'yismo chalav, this second Beis Din, why do we mention the words of the individual? Another Beis Din will come along and will rely on the words of the individual. What if a later Beis Din came and decided they're going to do like the words of the individual and they're going to put aside the words of the Rabbim, right? Ein Beis Din acher, no other Beis Din, shiyamur acherav that will come afterwards, yachal avatel divrei Beis Din arishon sha'asa k'divrei yachid. So that's where the Rav seems to understand. That we say like this, even though we generally paskin like the Rabbim, if a Beis Din were to come along in a certain place, and they say, and we're going to do over here like the individual. At that point, that would be the halacha, and no one can nullify that ruling unless the later Beis Din would be greater in Chachma and Minyan, even though the first Beis Din is ruling like the individual. The individual's opinion is still valid in potential if it would be in a Beis Din that chose to rule like that individual. It's a valid opinion in a place that doesn't have a ruling otherwise, it seems. So no later Beis Din says they're all be able to mevatel the words of that Beis Din that did like the words of the individual. Ad she'egodim menem Chachma and Minyan. The Chachma means, what does it mean to be greater in wisdom? That means the head of the yeshiva, the leader of the later Beis Din, has to be greater in wisdom than the leader, the Rosh Yeshiva, the first. But the minin, an account, she minin of talmidim means account of the students. She be yeshiva shel achron, that's in the later yeshiva, merubi minin her talmidim, she be yeshiva shel rishna. It's be greater than the account of the talmidim that's in the first one. So that's how the Rav understands over here. Says the Rav, one more Mishnah here. Says the Mishnah, actually, the Mishnah Vav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in Kain, lama maskirin divir hayachid bein rum levatala. If that is the case, why do we mention the words of the yachid? Why do we mention the words of the individual amongst the merubin levatala? We'll have to figure out what the in Kain here is. What's Rabbi Yehuda going? It seems like the previous question being repeated again. But the Mishnah says, in any event, as an answer, she'im yomar ha'adam, if a person will say, kach ani mekubal, I have accepted to do like the words of an individual. Yomar lo, we would say to him, it will be said to this man, k'divir ish poni shamata, you're doing like this individual opinion. We don't do that over here. Okay? So this seemingly would be the same question that's being asked, we're just giving a different answer. Right? Seeing the im kain again, this we'll understand, im kain is going kind of back to after Mishnah Dalet. Again, if the halacha is always like the merubin, why do we mention the yachid at all? Says the Rav here, k'dei levatlam. We mentioned him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is giving a different answer. We dafka mention the words of the individual in order to knock out that opinion, to specifically stamp it as invalid for the future. Bring up, you know, this was an opinion and it was already knocked out. No one can come up with it as a new opinion. Yachid shelo asa shum beis din kedvar. If you have an individual that no beis din has ever done like him, behem dichuyin uvat v'telim, his words are already pushed off, they're undone. Lamas kir no sun kla, why should we mention it? Mashani, and it answers, Shem yomar adam kach ani mekubal, v'yisnek ishiro shein osin kecho veloso. If a person will say, you know, I have a mesorah that we should do like this, why isn't no one doing like me? Yomar lo, we'll say to him, k'divrei ishponi shemata v'nit chudvar, you're doing like a certain opinion, and I was already pushed off. So we see all these three Mishnayos have essentially one theme over here, right? The person shouldn't be stubborn, even though Avos Olam, Shammah, and Hillel were not stubborn about their opinion. And once it was the case, they still have a right to be mentioned, either like Mishnah Hay, that it is possible to do like that opinion in a situation where there was no other Mesorah, or like Rabbi Yehuda's answer here, Mishnah Vav, that Dafka we cannot ever do like the words of the individual once he's been knocked out. Thanks for listening. We'll continue next time.